Good morning, everyone. Numbers 15. Here we're getting laws for the land of Canaan when they do enter the land, which isn't going to be for a time yet. But what God is instructing them here is that they're supposed to have one law of offering for the Israelites and the same law for those who may sojourn among them. Those who may not be true Israelites, but who want to worship Yahweh, they shall offer the same kind of sacrifices and the same kind of worship that Israel offers. If they want to sojourn with Israel, then allow them to, but have them make the same sacrifices. You might recall that the command to Abraham was, you know, go to the land that I will show you and I will bless you so that you may be a blessing to the nations, and I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you, and on all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. This was in Genesis chapter 12. And that was God's design. So if people wanted to purely worship Yahweh in their midst that weren't part of Israel, they could join in that. But Israel was supposed to be very careful to not follow their false gods if they intertwined with them. And many times that became a snare or a problem for them. But the same laws applied. So that's what the first part of this chapter is about. I'd like to go to the second part of this chapter. And if Israel committed a sin unintentionally, then they would make a sacrifice to the Lord for that sin. And the same thing would happen if a person, I want to pick it up in verse 27. We'll take a look at this in more detail. Also, if one person sins unintentionally, then he shall offer a one-year-old female goat for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement before the Lord for the person who goes astray when he sins unintentionally, making atonement for him that he may be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unintentionally, for him who is native among the sons of Israel, and for the alien who sojourns among them. So if someone made a mistake, sinned, and they're like, oh man, what did I do? I sinned. I didn't want to do that, and I did. And you could repent and bring a sacrifice, and you would be forgiven of your sin. And those are for sins that do happen from in our lives, because we still are of the flesh and we still make mistakes. And sometimes we might lose our patience. We might get angry. Whatever the sin may be, but that's one type of sin, and God offers a lot of grace for that, and he gives us a means of forgiveness through sacrifice, and now that's been made through Jesus. And hallelujah for the grace and forgiveness of God. He graciously gives it to us. But listen to verse 30, and this is interesting. So this is a differentiation between sin. And, you know, sometimes when people say all sin is the same, all sins are equal, I don't believe that that's true. And I think that's a false teaching. Now, every sin can separate us from God. So you don't have to have a major sin to be separate from God. Everyone who lives in this world, excuse me, I'm sorry, I usually try to pause that, but it came on quick. But anyways, any sin can separate us from God, and praise God, any of us can be forgiven. So in that way, all sin separates us from God, and all sin is forgiven through faith in Jesus. In that way, sins are equal. But that doesn't mean that sins, their ramification, their consequences, and how they offend God is the same for every type of sin. So like the legal requirement, yes, it provides separation and it needs forgiveness through Jesus, but the severity of sins are different and there are different consequences, not only in this life, but even the way that God perceives sin. Because, and listen to what this says here. But verse 30, the person who does anything defiantly, whether he is a native or an alien, that one is blaspheming the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. because he has despised man's sins. Excuse me. I swept too many pages at once. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that person shall be completely cut off. His guilt will be on him. So this is when you just go your own way and do your own thing, and you know it's wrong and it's not of the Lord, and you're just going to do it anyways, and you're kind of like thumbing your nose at God. There's just so many things. You name it. You know, when you just ignore God's ways and just go your own way, that's a defiant sin. You know, one of the things in our world today that our world is really struggling with is all this, you know, homosexuality and transgenderism and all that kind of a thing. Let's say someone had a temptation towards the same gender, and maybe even in the flesh made sexual misconduct regarding homosexuality, or, you know what, forget that it's homosexuality. What about sexual immorality? Just, you know, you're not married and you're just having your way and doing your thing. It's one thing to just do it defiantly. It's another thing to say, you know what? I didn't want to do that. I made a mistake. Lord, please forgive me. And to then not continue to operate in that sin, but just to ignore God and say, I don't care what God thinks, or actually God's wrong and I'm right, and I'm going to change the rules in my own mind as far as what's right or wrong. That's a defiant sin. You're intentionally just doing what's wrong with the Lord, and his guilt will be on him. So it is important to distinguish between sins that we commit that we are repentant of and that we don't want to continue to commit, and sins where we just say we thumb our nose at God and just do our own thing. There you have it. There's a difference in the way that a sin rubs against God and its consequences. Now, while the sons of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man, verse 32, gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation, and they put him in custody because it had not been declared what should be done to him. Now, listen, you know, they are in a situation where they've just been disobedient to God regarding the spies in the land, and God is trying to keep them pure in worshiping him. And we just talked about an accidental sin and also an intentional sin, and they're going to perceive this to be an intentional sin. The guy knows that on the Sabbath he's not supposed to collect wood, and he's doing it anyways. And the treatment here, I think, in our view, from our perspective, is going to be hard to hear and kind of harsh. Let's take it in. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." So all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Wow. So this man who violated the Sabbath, and I believe it was the purpose of it coming right on the context of what we just read, is that it was a high-handed sin, that he was doing it intentionally. God wanted this man to be publicly stoned so that all of Israel would know to obey the Lord. You know, sometimes the harshness that we see is, if you're not familiar with the whole Bible, then you're going to see instances like this, and you're going to be like, wow, that's not what I thought. You know, when I signed up to follow God, I didn't realize that sometimes there are harsh things, at least harsh from our perspective, that happen. And that's why it's important to know the whole counsel of God's word. It gives you a righteous fear of God to say, I want to do right by him. And it's good to have a holy fear of God, and it helps us to continue to do what's right and not do what's wrong. So that's one thing. The other thing is that there's always a much bigger picture. Sometimes I think we're able to perceive that picture, and other times in our humanness, we are not. But imagine God looking down from heaven at his people, Israel, and he is trying to create a pure breed of people that are going to worship him, that are going to honor him. And he said all along, you know, I want to bless you so that you can be a blessing. And what if they don't follow God? What if they just do their own thing? What if the community that God's trying to establish gets wrecked and it just turns into slothfulness, sinfulness, and it doesn't honor God? You know, he's the one who created everything. And he said, I've created you in my image and likeness, and I want you to be fruitful and multiply. And I want to bless you, Abraham, and I want to give you the land so that you'll be a blessing. Well, what if when they get the land, and what if when we live our lives, we're not multiplying the image and likeness of God, but rather, what if we're like Adam and Eve, who get out of the garden and, you know, Cain kills Abel, and it gets to the point where the world's just filled with wickedness. And there's another time that we might see God's harsh treatment and we see God flood the earth. Well, there's a reason. God's after an objective. God is after us honoring him, living for him, and multiplying his image and likeness in the earth. And Jesus was about that. Go make disciples of all nations. And we're still trying to become more like the Lord and help people to come like the Lord. Well, if the people who are the Lord's aren't trying to become like the Lord, if they're just living sinfully away from God, then the whole thing gets wrecked. Because now we don't even have examples on the earth of people who are seeking to honor God the way they should. So from a large perspective, God is saying, well, listen, if they're just going to start disobeying this right now, they're going to start disobeying everything. And if they disobey everything, then everything that I set out to do is not going to happen the way that it should. So we're going to take a hard stance on this fellow right now, because I want my people to learn that they need to honor me, because I want to bless them. And by living for me and honoring me, that's going to be the path to blessing and establishing the community that I want to establish. So that's how I would explain when you see things where, humanly speaking, we would say, oh, that sounds harsh, that we have to take a look at it from a much bigger and broader perspective. God has a right to have a mission for mankind. He created them. And the sad thing really is that so many in the world today aren't living for God and aren't living for his mission and are just living high-handedly and doing their own thing against God. And you know what? Judgment's coming on this earth. Judgment's coming. Get your life right by trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because judgment's coming. And you know, those of us who are going through the Revelation series that I'm teaching on now, we see that judgment's coming. And you know what? Praise God. He saves us from the wrath to come, those who believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's close out this chapter. There's something interesting that we can take from it. The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, that they shall put on the tassel of each corner a cord of blue. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, so as to do them and not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you played the harlot. Some of you who are listening, we just talked about the harlot in the book of Revelation, which is a false church system. And here, that's what it's called here too. He's wanting them to put tassels on their garments and have those tassels help them remember to obey God and not follow after their own heart and not follow after their own eyes, but instead be reminded of what God has said and follow him. And if they don't, if they just follow their own heart, and that's when, you know, the heart is deceitful above all things. You can't think following your heart is going to lead you in the right way. Anyways, if you do that, it's like playing the harlot. After which you have played the harlot. That's what happens when we follow our own way instead of God's way. Our heart can lead us to harlotry, I guess is how you could put that. Whereas when we're seeking to follow God and honoring his will, we get a better direction in order to establish the path of our life. Anyways, these tassels, so that you may remember to do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. And he does want us to live holy lives that are an example of who he is. and may we honor the Lord. And, you know, those tassels were to remember all the things that God had commanded. And, you know, now today, we spend time with God and His Word to remember what He's commanded so that we can honor Him. And honestly, so that He can bless us. Because when we obey Him, He says that it may go well with you. And when we honor Him, our lives go better now and forever. Let's honor the Lord together, and let's continue this journey through the Word of God. I believe that we will be blessed by it. God bless you all.